It is another edition of the Pedal with Toyota and 104.9 MyFM Local Legend program. I'm Kyle Robinson, and our guest this week is none other than Bob Sweets. Again, the longtime member, Petawawa mayor, and also multiple member of the warden of the county of Renfrew. So, Bob, thank you so much for coming in the studio today.
Kyle, it's great to be with you. Lovely day out there, but it's nice and special to be down with the radio station.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. And again, it's been a while since we had a chat. I know you've been enjoying retirement, but let's go back to your tenure there, mostly as the mayor for the town of Petawawa and some of the great things you're able to accomplish. What were some of your main focal points when, A, you took on the job to become mayor up until, the last couple of years?
Well, my main focus really was just to continue to keep the municipality moving ahead economically, especially with trying to encourage business and development there. As you know, anytime you can increase your assessment base, that helps to keep the tax rate at a reasonable amount. Working collectively with and collaboratively, I should say, with the Garrison Petawawa, a very big and important employer in the area. And one of my main focus has always been, and it took me a little while to get there, is to try somehow or other to get the municipality with no debt. To me, that was a major achievement, and I have to thank all councils and staff for working collectively to get to that level. And I'm proud of the fact that when I left, and I think it's still there today, I left the municipality debt-free. And I was proud of that with a really quite low tax rate and still accomplished a great deal. It was great to see the growth in our community, so I'm very proud of that.
Okay. So with your multiple tenures as warden for the county of Renfrew, you were able to see a lot of things, the recreation trail, Expo 150 and things like that. Is that something you're really proud of too?
I'm really proud of Expo 150. That was a huge success. There was over 40,000 individuals attended that particular day. It's hard to imagine. It's nearly 13 years ago. I don't know where the time has gone, but there was over 750 volunteers that made that happen. And that, for those who were not familiar with that, it was held at the Pembrokeshire Area Airport. The facility were great partners as far as that's concerned. And we showcased Renfrew County, and that was really the focus behind it. And the theme of that was the past, the present, and the future. And I think that helped it to motivate a lot of those volunteers and all of the things that happened there. And I look back on that, and we had some tremendous volunteers and names that are legends, so to speak, in volunteering in the Ottawa Valley, the Fred Blacksteins, the Art Jameson, the Guy Jameson, my good friend from Laurentian Valley, the mayor.
Steve Bennett.
Steve Bennett was there, but before him.
Jack Wilson,
thank you. There's a memory lapse there, but Ray Bonnenberg, to name a few. And going outside of the immediate area, there was Mayor Briscoe, Rayanne Briscoe, and her team down there, Heather Lemke and staff, Norm Lemke, a whole bunch of people all came together, and it was a huge, huge success to showcase how Renfrew County has progressed over those 150 years. So that was started with a blank page by the warden. The warden asked me to do that, and I had a blank page. I had no idea what to do and where we were going with that. But at the end of the day, I think it was a huge success. The Algonquin Trail, a legacy issue that the award-winning Lieutenant Governor's Award Trail for Economic Development in the whole of the province of Ontario. I'm very proud of that. We worked for quite some time to get that together, and hats off to the county for supporting that. And that was a partnership between Lanark County, ourselves, and Papineau Cameron as a request from CP. They wanted to keep the committee as compact as possible so that we could get things done. And I worked very, very close with a chap by the name of Kevin Paul on that. And I can remember when Kevin Paul came up the first time, and we had we had put in place an assessment on how much this was worth. And I said, so Kevin, what's the number you're talking about? And the assessment was $77 million. And he said, well, we could probably come in about $35 million for you. And I said, well, I apologize, Kevin, for you having to drive all the way from Mississauga, because I had a dollar in mind, and we're obviously a few dollars apart on this. So it took us a few years to get to where we were to acquire this. I think it's great. I think it was a godsend during COVID. It allowed people to get out and walk and get some recreation and freedom in this environment. I think it's been well used now, and again, it's collaboratively worked on with the ATV club and also the snowmobile club, all bringing together the cycling club. It's a multi-purpose four-season trail, and I think there's a few more kilometers to go, and it'll be 275 or 295 kilometers long, one of the longest trails in the province of Ontario. So I'm very, very proud of that.
It's going to be quite the economic driver for, you know, for all users of snowmobiles, ATVs, even cyclists for many years to come.
Yeah.
I know yourself from the positions that you've held that, you know, communities don't just run on city staff or municipal staff and council members. It takes a number of volunteers, community organizations, Rotary, Kiwanis, you name it. But, yep. You know, what would you say from, you know, a perspective for the positions that you had, how important those organizations and people are to communities?
Well, there's no question that volunteers are the engine of any success. And, you know, I mentioned Expo 150, 750 volunteers. I look back on Civic Center days and the volunteers that we had there. That's been a very, very successful program since its inception. Volunteers, there's no question, are, as I said, the engine of any successful program. I think you have to have leadership as well. That leadership sense sets the tone, and you put in place as many volunteers as you can. But my theory on that is, once you've got them in place, get out of the road and let the volunteers do. That's what they want to do. Don't look over their shoulder, but you're there to support them. And that's been a philosophy of mine over the years. And I think it has been successful, to be honest with you. I look at another one that I had up there, if I could interject.
Yeah.
One that I'm extremely proud of. One that I'm extremely proud of. And you don't know when it comes back to be of assistance to you. The Canadian Cancer Society asked me, gave me the tap on the shoulder and said, we need you to run a very special program that's never been run before in the Ottawa Valley, and in fact in the province of Ontario, and that's the Relay for Life. That has special meaning to me because of family issues. The Relay for Life was held for under with me as part of the committee. I was chair of that and put it together. I had to put together this package and how it worked. And I remember the first year, Kathy Kennedy and Bob French and Carolyn Henderson were all part of this very motivated group. And they wanted to raise $25,000, and they would be really happy with that. And I said, folks, if we have to work all year long for $25,000, that's a lot of money. Way back in 1999, I said, why don't we put a one in front of that and go for $125,000? Oh, that's not possible. We raised $128,000 that first year, and it went uphill from there. I think the highest year we had was $385,000. All told, in the 5 years I ran it, we raised $1.4 million. And one of the things that I wanted to make sure of is that that money raised stayed in Renfrew County for services to those who are suffering from this terrible disease. So of any of the things that I've done, I'm most proud of the Relay for Life. And again, volunteers made it happen.
Bob, thank you so much for joining us today for our Local Legend program. It's always a pleasure to speak with you, and hopefully we get to do it again soon.
Sure. Thank you for being here, for me being here. Thank you.